WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. We're going to have a great show this morning, and we're going to give you a little bit of a preview of what you're going to be hearing today.
Gets out of bed by 5 a.m. He's way ahead of most other men. And works all day till the daylight's gone. That's how it is when you're farm strong, tough and mean. Digging in when times get lean. Breaking your back to make it through the day. Dusty boots and his favorite hat. He wears with pride no matter where he's at. His truck is old, but there's nothing wrong. That's how it is when you're Armstrong, tough and mean. Digging in when times get lean. Breaking your back to make it through. Up to do it all again. Enjoys the life though the days are long. That's how it is when you're Armstrong, tough and mean. Digging in when times get lean. Breaking your back to make it through the day. Hoping it will one day pay. In God above and everything I give. It's present every day in the kind of life I live. Farm strong, tough and mean. Digging in when times get lean. Breaking your back to make it through the day.
Listening to Brandon Witt. My goodness, Brandon, I didn't realize you were that talented.
You may be the only one, Truman, since we just ran them all off. I don't know if you got anybody listening now.
Well, actually, we had a gentleman come in wanting to buy one of your CDs, Mr. John L. Beatty, and I don't know. I think it's the Farm Strong thing that brought him in.
That's what got me, and I heard it on the radio.
It was a great intro, bringing him through the door, you know, to Farm Strong. That worked really well.
You know, you have really done a lot for the Beatty family. You really have, Brandon, because you come in with all these innovative ideas, and you get people like John L. that's been caught up in the farm business ever since he was born. You know, it's just like when I'm watching the Farm Bureau commercials and Charlie's Own. He knows everything about everything that's going on. And having younger blood in the family, it really does help.
No doubt about it. It teaches us new technology, Truman. Technology is changing fast in industry and just as in agriculture also.
If farm industry has changed as much or more than anything I know, and you know, because you've been, as everything has rolled along and changed, you've been right there with it, John L.
Right, and you have to continue to go to school and study, and we'll have a Ag School Day, the 1st of February at Lane Agri Park, at starting at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning.
February 1st at 8 o'clock, registration 8 o'clock.
Is that for everybody?
That's open to the entire county.
Wow.
Anybody with an interest in farming, there'll be a lot of great topics to have speakers on that Friday. And I'm actually the master of ceremonies that day, so it's up to me to keep it on time. So if you have a complaint that it ran too long that day, then you can come see me, and I'll try to get with it.
I'm surprised that the farmers have the time to come over there with so many things going on. And we were talking about it earlier. It is one of the more satisfying careers that you can have, is being a farmer, but it's one of the toughest too, because you're at control the elements, just pretty much control what you do. And especially when you're in here in Tennessee, where things change daily, it's got to be frustrating plus an enjoyable way of
there's no other your time. There's no other way of life that better opportunity to raise your family and to teach them the values and the circle of life and all the things that happen on a day-to-day basis, and more greatly to realize that we're not always in control. And we've got to learn to deal with that. And you heard a little bit of the song that I wrote just a few minutes ago, and that's a great example of this past year with some of the catastrophes we had, that you learn real quick you're not in control.
You're passionate about farming, aren't you?
Very passionate. And, you know, farming's not something that, when you get out of college and you decide, what am I going to go do? What mm-hmm. kind of job am I going to apply for? Mm-hmm. Farm is not something you can just fall into and say, well, I'll just go do this. It pays pretty good, and you know, I'll stick with this for a while. You've got to have it within you to be able to go out and to take it on as a task and a job. And you live it, you breathe it every single day. Now, my wife would tell you she'd like for me to turn it off every once in a while, but you know, when you live that business and you live at your work, it's hard to turn it on and off. But with that great balance of being able to raise a family there, is there's no better opportunity.
When you start off farming at your age, and when John L. started out farming, it's an entirely different process, because John L. was probably, at 5 years old, was reading the Farmer's Almanac and seeing what he needed to do this and what he needed to do that. Of course, it was passed down from generation to generation in the family. But John L., it's become a science, hasn't it? Because it's a whole lot different right now. And one of the things that I was talking with Brandon about earlier is a lot of the foods that you get in the market, I know they're healthy, but a lot of them are processed food. Right here in Rutherford County, we have a number of places that we can go that goes directly from the farm to us. And you actually supply a number of places here in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County.
Yes. I'd been probably in the fall making sausage and all 25, 30 years with own recipe, and usually just in the winter months. And we'd try to go and get the packaging and all, but we've started this past year, and we're in several stores, from Junior's Foodland down here on East Main Street. We're even in Woodbury at the Blue Porch.
Yeah, Miss Thompson was telling me that she had yours. That's one of the big draws there.
Yes, and that's kind of where we started, and said, whatever you want, we'll fix it, cut it like you want it, and it went off well. And Opossum's restaurant out here with the bangers and the sausage.
Do you process possums?
We just put it in link form.
Link, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We make what's called, Truman, an Irish banger. Opossum's is a traditional style Irish pub out here on Memorial. And if you haven't had an opportunity to go there and try their food, it is tremendous. And we started making, I was in one night, we were playing church league softball, and late one night, and walked in. We were all hungry afterwards, and right across the street at Sportscom, and walked in and talked to the owner, and he asked if we could make an Irish banger. So I started looking into a recipe and trying to figure out if we could do that for him, and we were lucky enough. We did come up with a recipe that suited their needs, and their food is tremendous. Great
now,
local
what is
restaurant.
An Irish banger?
An Irish banger is a sausage. It's like a bratwurst.
Okay.
Or an Italian sausage,
yeah.
But that actually has rosemary and thyme and breadcrumbs in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more bland sausage compared to an Italian sausage, which has got a good bit of spice to it. But that's something they use in several dishes there. And they also use our breakfast sausage for their brunch on Sunday morning. So it's been a great fit with, you know, local businesses supporting each other, and it's a great opportunity for us to get our name out, and also to give those other local businesses a little niche as well, to offer a local product that you can't find everywhere.
Now, I know you guys go out to the farmer's market, or you were going out there, I presume you still are.
Yes, we did the square this summer,
uh-huh.
And then after the square market closed, we went to the farmer's market. We didn't, you'd be surprised how much time it takes to do the farmer's market in the summertime. Our time is stretched pretty tight.
Well, I know that you bring a lot of your pork products in.
Yes.
And I'm sure that they go fast, because there's nothing like having the fresh vegetables and the fresh meat, and you know that it's been processed properly. And one of the things Brandon and I were talking about earlier is actually how you cure your meat and things differently than what it would be if it's from a company going into a grocery store.
Right.
Now, what do you do to do that?
Well, we found out this summer when we first started, we just had the same sausage, the nitrites in it, and we didn't know it. People would tell us, well, I can't have that. Well, it was in the bacon.
Yeah.
And it would set our migraines off. We didn't know. We're small enough, you know. We didn't had enough for a day or two. We sold that, and then we got to checking, and Brandon came up.
You know, yeah, that's the great thing about controlling your own product.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started with selling the different products that we have, mm-hmm. and getting feedback from customers, started inquiring about, well, can you maybe change this a little or add that? And the mm-hmm. sodium nitrate was one of the key ingredients. Mm-hmm. That's, if many people don't know, sodium nitrate is what's used to cure your smoked sausages and your bacon with, and your maybe your sides and that type of thing. Sodium nitrate, we know, is not very good for us, especially in large amounts.
Mm-hmm.
And in those large amounts, it does trigger migraine headaches for a lot of people. So we started.
Is that the salt causing that?
That's the salt that actually causes that. And a lot of our customers were the ones that came to us and educated us about something we could do different to our products. So we actually use celery powder to cure all of our products.
Who would ever thought of that?
It's natural celery powder that we use to cure the smoked sausages and the bacon, mm-hmm. and we also use raw dextrose. We don't use any granulated man-made sugars
mm-hmm.
in our products. So we try to keep things as natural as possible. You know, the whole reason that we really got into pushing products on a more retail level was just to educate people on where the food's actually coming from. And that you can trust, you know, not only because it's our product, but there's a lot of other local products around our area that you can trust, and that you can know that product's coming from a good source, and it's coming from someone that cares about raising that animal and how the end product, because that end product is what we use on our dinner table, and we want to be able to provide that to your dinner table as well.
Now, pork is one of the more, well, it's a white meat. It's one
right.
of the more healthy meats that you can have.
Right.
And, Brandon, we were talking about the pork burger that seems to be gaining some momentum. And I'm one of these people, I love pork. I mean, I could eat pork chops all day long.
Yeah, but we kind of came across this, I guess, by default sometime. We had traditionally, when we cure our bacon, you can't use every bit of it when you cure that whole side of bacon. Mm-hmm. You have trimmings off the ends. Mm-hmm. So we started looking at, well, what can we do with the trimmings? Well, we take, to make our pork burgers are just ground pork. Mm-hmm. No seasoning added whatsoever, just very lean ground pork. So one day we started taking the sides from the bacon, which were already cured, the sugar-cured bacon, mm-hmm. taking the bacon ends and adding those into that really lean pork and making a bacon pork burger.
Wow. Now, that sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious, and we tried it one day and brought it home and sampled it ourselves, because we like to sample all the products before we sell them.
Right, of course.
Because
we have sampled a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
But I got to say, John L. hasn't changed a bit since grade school. So it's
still
kind of depressing to the rest of us. So it must have been all that pork, right?
Yeah.
But that pork burger gave us something really unique to add to our menu. And we've got Buster's place here in town.
Famous
burgers. Right.
Now that sounds a little different. It doesn't sound like Buster's place anymore. He is going from hamburger, who when you eat the hamburgers, your hands get a little moist and damp. Are you going to have the same thing?
You're still going to get your hands a little moist. Now, uh-huh. We run on the meat terms, we run an 80-20 blend. That's 80% meat, 20% fat. That gives us the ability to cook that product without burning it.
Uh-huh.
So we try to keep it as lean as possible, but also you've got to add the fat in there, and that cured fat actually gives it a tremendous flavor. So actually, if you today or any time over the next week, if you want to go out and ask for a sample, I dropped Steve off several burgers last week, and he's mm-hmm. sampling that product. And
that's,
you know,
at Buster's.
That's at Buster's place on Broad Street.
Mm-hmm. Beating their meat.
The best burger in town.
Yeah.
And go in and ask for one and see what you think. We'd love to have your feedback. And, you know, maybe, you know, Steve might want to add that to the menu as a different alternative.
Well, since there's so many different tastes in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, everybody should go out there and sample the pork burger. Does it have a specific name? Has Steve developed a name? And you've got the Buster Burger.
You got the Buster Burger. I guess we'll have the Beatty Pork Burger.
Oh,
so
hey.
It'll kind of fit in.
Yeah, give you a little publicity also.
Yeah. But just like with opossums, we have the Beatty's Bangers out at opossums. So we try to keep it all in the bee family.
Now that everybody is health conscious, they're looking at their weight, they're looking at the ingredients that are in all the things that they eat, from vegetables through mostly the meats and things like that. If somebody is worried about what their all the things that are going into their body, like fat and stuff like that, how would you rate what you put out on the market with some of the other things that are ingested?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, we do sell a pork product.
Right.
And just with our family, and I know many others, what we eat is all about moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to go out, and we would love for you to buy a pound of bacon a day, but that pound of bacon a day is not healthy for you. Everything's in moderation. So
if you remember the movie City Slickers, that's what they said, that the strong boss, that's what why he died early, because he ate a pound of bacon every day.
So, you know, I would just caution people, and that's how I try to live my life with everything that I do, is within moderation. And I think, you know, in the long run and in the long term, that'll greater benefit our bodies than anything else we do, just like exercise. A good moderate level of exercise is good for us.
Well, natural foods are healthier. I think everybody
yes.
knows that. And if you can keep it away from too many processed type situations, which you do when you have the local business here, I think it makes a big difference. I don't know. I know John L. remembers Mr. Willie Brandon, who was at the courthouse and lived to be 102 years old. And I had a number of conversations with Mr. Brandon over the years and really enjoyed him because it was a historical thing for me. And then I got to learn other things. And one day, I just couldn't help it. I said, Mr. Brandon, I've got to know, what do you eat? Because a man that gets up, that can live to be 102, has to have something going for him.
It's still working.
He said he would eat, he had to have lard in everything that he ate to make it taste the way it should. And that got me thinking, now, there's got to be something special about that lard that he's eating.
Well, I tell you what, Truman, you just opened the door there.
Yeah.
You need lard to live to 102? You can get Beatty lard. You can go to Junior's.
Oh, you're kidding. So you actually sell the lard. Now, what is different than your lard and than the other lards that you have?
There's two different types of lard. When you look at lard, most people don't know.
I should have looked at you.
You have hard lard, and then you have what's called leaf lard.
Uh-huh.
And that leaf lard is a softer lard. The genetic makeup of that lard, uh-huh, of that fat is different than the hard back fat, mm-hmm, type that you get off. We actually take and blend that lard. It's a 70% leaf lard and 30% hard lard.
Mm-hmm.
That leaf lard, you'll talk to many bakers, donut makers and things of that sorts that want the leaf lard. Mm-hmm. The leaf lard cooks better, it renders better. It's just a better overall product, and we started and taken blending ours. So when you actually open up our tub of lard,
it's as
white as that styrofoam cup you see sitting, mm-hmm, here. It's a truly rendered, nothing added to it. Store bought lard, you can go buy a lot of lard and you talk about, but they actually add a tremendous amount of salt to that lard. Because when you render the fat down,
which is not good for you,
it's not good for you. But when you render that fat down, it dries it so much, and they add a lot of salt back to it to plump it back up and to get more product out of a pound of fat. Basically, mm-hmm, is what you're doing. So, but our product is just absolutely rendered fat, is what lard is. Many people don't know that, but.
All of a sudden, I lost my appetite.
I know. We kind of lost your appetite here. We can get back on something else.
Well, what really interests me is the farm, how it's grown, the Beatty Farm, because what you're talking about, you're actually in a big business now, John.
Oh, yes.
You are putting out a product that many national companies are having to compete with now. I'll let you think about that. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back with Brandon and John L.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't your financial advisor work just as hard managing it? Or does managing even describe what your advisor does? When you seek advice, you're sold mutual funds with a load. You're getting product. That's not management, that's sales. At the mutual fund store, we're fee-based, so our revenue is generated by keeping our clients. That's why we monitor our clients' accounts on a regular and ongoing basis to evaluate if any changes need to be made. And since there are never any commissions or loads, our clients know that the changes are based only on their needs. With mutual fund store locations from coast to coast, thousands of hardworking Americans already know what management really means. The client comes first at the mutual fund store, with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more, visit mutualfundstore.com. Or call the Mutual Fund Store now in Franklin and now taking appointments in our Murfreesboro location. 615-778-3232. That's 778-3232 for either location.
Hey, Gibby, won't you let me in?
Parnell, we've been through this the last time you were in here buying lottery tickets.
I was just going to get a couple of Tennessee Cash tickets.
Yeah, well, what about your cow?
What cow?
The cow that's standing right behind you.
Oh, this cow?
With jackpots starting at $200,000 and drawings every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Tennessee Cash is a cash cow. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
I've never seen it before in my life. Gibby, there's a cow standing out here. Let me in.
Parnell.
Open the door.
Moolah.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in.
With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
It's time for the 8th annual Polar Bear Golf Scramble on January 19th at Indian Hills Golf Course. The tournament is presented by the Murfreesboro Noon Exchange Club. All proceeds go toward the prevention of child abuse at the Exchange Club Family Center. The cost is $75 per player or $300 per team. It includes breakfast, lunch, and a whole bunch of prizes. So put on your warm hunting clothes, keep that gun in the safe, and knock the dust off those golf clubs. Join us for the 8th annual Polar Bear Golf Scramble, January 19th at Indian Hills Golf Course.
It's time. Blue Raiders.
Support your Blue Raiders as they compete for back-to-back Sun Belt Conference titles. Men's and women's basketball combo season tickets are on sale now and start as low as $199. Don't miss a single three-pointer. Score a slam dunk with season tickets today.
Show your true blue. Support your Blue Raiders. Tickets available at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
WeatherEye. This afternoon we'll see a mostly sunny sky with a light north breeze. Highs will be in the upper 40s. Mostly clear throughout tonight as our lows drop back into the upper 20s. I'm WGNS meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 32.
Jennifer Dunn receives the birthday cake today from Junior's Foodland. Happy birthday to Jennifer. Also want to say congratulations to our good neighbor of the day, Allison Tusith. She is the good neighbor. One of her neighbors wrote in to say she's always there to help out when needed. Today, Allison receives flowers, compliments of Ryan's Flowers and Gifts as our good neighbor of the day. Don't wait. Getting affordable state minimum coverage from Safe Auto is so easy you barely have to lift a finger. The benefits are so obvious. Safe Auto keeps you legal and saves you money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today. Drive safe. Spend less. Safe Auto.
The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS AM and FM.
And I want to mention the fact that we're thinking about Nancy Whitworth Smotherman this morning and hoping that she's doing all right. And also John Goforth. So they're two of my favorite people and from my class. And, you know, I hate to see any of them start to have health problems, but we're all thinking about them and hoping they're doing well. And, of course, they were in my class, which you were
one
or two classes behind
me.
Yeah, Marguerite was in my class.
Right.
She was the smart one of the family.
Bubba Whitman was operated on Tuesday.
Well, he was supposed to be Tuesday, and they put it off a day or two. Didn't
Oh, did
they?
Yeah. I did. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Thinking about Bubba, too. Always think about Bubba. I love talking to him. We were talking about some of the things that you were doing, and while it's still in my mind, Brandon, you guys were talking about putting a strawberry patch out, what is it, off of Medical Center Parkway?
Yeah, we actually had a lot of corn dye this past year. So did a lot of people. Yeah. And
Another weather problem.
Got to thinking about, how can we best maybe utilize, got the wheel to spinning a little bit, and decided that we would try a pick-your-own strawberry patch. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be located on Medical Center Parkway, directly across from Embassy Suites, mm-hmm. right on the corner of Asbury Road there.
That's pretty easy to get to.
It's very easy to get to, and you can go out shopping at the big shopping center and get through there and bring the family over and do a pick-your-own strawberry patch, and we'll have...
You're going to have all the little baskets there ready to go?
We'll have the baskets ready to go, and for those of you that, you know, maybe can't get down and pick strawberries, we'll have some berries already picked, but that'll start sometime mid-April, and that'll run through the end of June.
Mid-April's pretty early.
Mid-April's pretty early. Last year, I actually had some friends of mine that raised some strawberries, and they had strawberries coming in March. We had a very, very warm spring, and then we never got the cold weather to set them back, so you know, berries were pretty much through by the end of May last year.
Yeah, it was a hard year just about everything like that.
Yes.
I know the blueberries, it was a extremely hard year.
Yeah.
And I think what happened on the blueberries, talking to my cousin Angie, was that the robins came in just full flocks. I had never heard of that before, and just pretty much destroyed them. And it seemed like everything is out there against the farmer, doesn't it? You have those years and then it turns around.
Yeah, you got to provide for the birds and for yourself too. Yeah, everything's is out there. We're right in the middle of nature, right in God's work, and you see it from the birth or new plants coming up to livestock, and you see the whole picture evolving right in front of you every day.
That's the good thing about being a farmer, isn't it? You really get to enjoy the life process.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about when you've got a big business right now, and we're talking about the pork, and we're talking about bacon and things like that that everybody utilizes to eat and to cook with. The process is not all done here, and I was thinking it was, but you were talking earlier how all this is continuing on from the time that you raise the pigs to the time that they actually get to the market or to people's houses.
Yeah, of course, John L. and I raised the hogs, mm-hmm. and have for years, and traditionally we sold those hogs to Tyson or Elm Hill or whatever big packing plant. Mm-hmm. Might have been buying hogs at the time, but as fewer and fewer hog producers have stayed around in the business, it got harder to find somewhere to market the hogs. Hmm. So we just decided that we would just market our own. And we actually joined up with, there's a Mennonite family out at Paris, Tennessee, mm-hmm. that's Yoder Brothers Processing. Does a wonderful job of making our products, and they're very like-minded on how they want to make the products and the package of the products. So it's worked really well, that relationship where we take the hogs at around 280 pounds that we raise them to and take the hogs out to Paris. They do all the processing for us and follow our recipe guidelines and everything that we want in return. And then we go back and pick up that finished product and have our inventory there on the farm to sell from.
You know, the Amish people are very interesting people, aren't they? They're very polite, very nice people, and they have their own way of doing things, which is great for us because it's still a natural product that they put out. And you're very fortunate to have somebody that close to work with you.
Oh, yeah. They came up, and we talked to them a while, and finally took some over and tried them, but they just wanted to come up and see our operation. Mm-hmm. So they came up and
were wanting to make sure that what they were putting out is being handled properly.
And now, as they need hogs, if we got extra, when we take hogs, they buy hogs. So we're selling them hogs. So it helps us get rid of some that we're not using.
I'm afraid that we're going to get off the air before I mention Wilbur. Now, it just went through my mind. And everybody always wants to know how Wilbur is doing.
Wilbur is doing fine. In fact, before Christmas, we opened the shop up or selling at the farm, mm-hmm. The Saturday before Christmas, and Brandon's daughter Emmeline was wanting to do something in marketing. They've been marketing on the square all summer and feel mm-hmm. like they got to do something. And she was wanting to take a picture with Wilbur. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to get Wilbur out and give him a bath. He probably hadn't had a bath in 2 years, but he scrubbed up good and enjoyed it. But we also had a baby pig.
I've never seen a pig get a bath.
Where you take a scrub brush. He's about 500 pounds, Trent.
That's
pretty
what
good,
Brandon
but
was saying.
But he's still living. He still was taking pictures. And she had a donation box out there with Let's Make a Wish.
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Great program.
I've got to brag on my daughter.
Brag on her.
You know, she came up to me. What we've started is our online sales. And you can actually go on BeattyFarms.com mm-hmm. that you may have heard on Friday when we give the bag of sausage away. But our online sales have started. You can actually go on our website and place your order Monday through Thursday and pick that order up out at the farm every Saturday from mm-hmm. 9 to 1. You don't have to order online. You can just show up on Saturday from 9 to 1 and you'll find John Allen and I usually have something pulled in the shop. We're working on a piece of equipment or something this time of year, but it gives us an opportunity to meet with more of the public and to give people another place to buy it. But Emmeline came up to me a week before Christmas, and I told her we were going to start having our market there at the shop we built. And she said, "Dad, I really want to do something. I wanted to ask you if I could do something." And she proceeded to tell me, said, "I'd like to take Wilbur and do Christmas pictures with Wilbur and invite the community to come out and to get their picture made with Wilbur. And for them doing that, to give a donation to Make-A-Wish Foundation." And now, you want to talk about a proud dad. Now, when she told me, I mean, this was all her makeup that she wanted to do, and her friends had been talking at school about something that they could do to help some of these needy kids that were, you know, looking for something. And so all that being said, she raised a little over $800 that day. That's on amazing. Saturday to take pictures with we had Wilbur out to the side and cleaned him up and tried to get a Santa hat pinned on him, but he's just way too big for Santa hats these days. But I had a baby pig and had the pig kind of stuffed down in a stocking, and the family could get the picture made with Wilbur, and it really just turned into a wonderful event, and it's something that I hope she can take with her for a lifetime and learning how to help other people in need.
Oh, I guarantee you she will, and there's not a program anywhere that will touch your heart more than the Make-A-Wish. I've had one on my show one time, and it just really makes you appreciate things a whole lot more. It really does. All the people that seem to go through some of the worst hardships that you can think of, we were talking about it the other day, and they're the people that smile the most.
Right.
And we
because they're appreciative what people have given them, that they're still living and the opportunities that they still have, even though they have to work for them.
Yeah. Now, where do they find your farm? Now, we've been talking about your farm, but we haven't given a location at it.
Well, we're located out in the Blackman community, which a farm where you can actually come and buy products is located.
Can you get off 840 into your place, or do you have to take...
You can get off at Veterans Parkway and take Burnt Knob down to Blackman Road. Uh-huh. And if you'll go north and come down, turn left onto Baker Road, our farm's located at 5331 Baker Road.
Sounds like you guys need to be more accessible. It sounds like you need to change your location to somewhere, you know, maybe off Broad Street or something like that, John.
Well, we could down. There's an old store at Blackman. It's still vacant.
We could Blackman do downtown. Has changed so much, hasn't
downtown it? Downtown Blackman.
Yeah. it's changed. I mean, I used to love to go, and I still go, but you've changed from one venue to the other. When we had the Blackman barbecue every
oh yeah yeah Blackman has physical boundaries have grown since the Medical Center Parkway is in the interstate. Even on this side of the interstate, you still call it Blackman.
But you know, Truman, with all that growth has also given people like John L. and I an opportunity. And a lot of times we see growth is bad for us, and especially on the farming community. But for us, it's given us open doors to be able to share what we do with other people. Mm-hmm. And nobody more than John Ailes ever taught me more about telling our message to people and telling how important that farming is to a community. You know, it's not all about building strip centers and shopping malls and you know, gas stations and all. We need that balance within the community. And with all the growth that we've had, that's very near and dear to my heart, being able to tell people, you know, why we're here and why we do what we do, that we're passionate about it.
You know, you're one of the few farms still left that is strong in the business community. And we have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with John L. and Brandon.
Truman, I'm a farmer. I'm kind of new to the business. I was raised right downtown Murfreesboro.
Yes.
On the postage stamp lot. And I moved out here on 8 acres, and I'm Jack Ball and I teamed up on some bee farming. We have bees, and we crossed the bee with a lightning bug, and they're working 24 hours a day because they see that light when they're making the honey. But the only thing about it is the honey's got a little bit of glow to it, but it doesn't hurt you. It's really good. Yeah. So I make, you can have honey all winter, all summer, anytime you want it. But I did put in the 5 acres of corn out here in my pasture, and I lost exactly $2,000 on it. So my hand is really off to the farmer. It really is. I had to have somebody to plow it, someone to disc it, someone to do everything that needed to be done. I had somebody else to do it. So my wife was a scarecrow. She's still asleep. She can't hear you. But anyway, she kept the birds run off. But I've lost a lot of money trying to farm out here. Jack Vaughn and I are working at it. He's sitting in my chair right now. Jack just lost his wife. And I'm playing the guitar to him and cheering him up, and I've got him smiling from ear to ear.
Well, you know, you know, I don't really know who you are, but it sounds like that you're probably in the hairstyling business.
No.
I read that your telephone number is 895-3997, and I bet you would be a really great hairstylist. And I know, I've got a friend named Charlie Pitts that does hairstyling. If you will get with him,
he's my best friend.
Yeah, I know really he is. I mean, you guys grew up together.
Yes, we did. You know, old Charlie is really talented. A lot of people didn't know that, but he's got a lot of hidden talent.
He really does. I mean, they are hidden, but he's got a lot of it.
Yeah, he's losing weight, though, so he's gonna the hidden talent starts to come out.
Charlie can almost entertain as good as Brandon Witt. I mean, almost. Hey, but
I wish I could sing like that young man. Lord, he's got a voice. I want to meet that boy sometime, okay?
Well, run on up here. Or go out to Beatty's Farm.
Hey, Truman, I sound just like that in the shower, but I don't have enough room to get very many people in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, it's best you
I
don't.
I started breakdancing. I tried my electric guitar in the shower, and I started breakdancing.
Uh-huh.
And I learned how to breakdance doing that.
I want to know how that electric guitar worked in the shower.
My wife had to take me to the walk-in clinic down here to get my pants back on straight. but anyway, that's breakdancing. You got to go one way, and then you go back the other way.
Uh-huh.
I went to...